You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, April 7th show. I am here to help you build a strong financial blueprint, 1 week and one show at a time. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but to talk to the guests that I have in studio, ask any questions, get connected with them, you can call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. In studio right now, Mayanna Leff and Life Steffi with RE/MAX on the Lake Northwest. If you can't afford the buy in the market, is it worth buying in a market? Thank you so much, you guys, for coming into studio and joining me today.
Well, thank you for having me back. I love it. And hopefully we'll get some people to realize how important it is to buy a home even today, because we're not in a bubble.
I totally agree. And a little bit about Mayanna and Life. Mayanna is a realtor with the Robert Ott Group of RE/MAX on the Lake Northwest in Issaquah. Mayanna has been in real estate industry for over 15 years. Part of that has been in property management before coming a realtor in order to help people improve their quality of life by buying a new or first home. She is particularly concerned about the area's young people who are still choosing to rent, accelerating markets instead of buying and paying yourself every month instead of leaning on the landlord's pocket and building that up. Mayanna has helped many buy their first homes and is heartened to know that these new homeowners are seeing the values of their home purchase increase. And Life is a Seattle realtor and Pacific Northwest native. After living internationally for many years, he returned to Seattle and began his real estate career. He now helps families and individuals in three countries learn about the power of homeownership and how to transition away from renting. In his free time, Life enjoys spending time in and outdoors with his family, friends, and two dogs. So again, very excited. And today's kind of a spin is all about the lack of inventory. You really can't get enough information in what's happening. It's just discouraging. And like you said, Maya, before we started here, that we really aren't in a boom. Both of my guests, Patrick and Mike, said that before as well, that there's just too much activity going on and the lack of inventory. So if you can't afford to buy in the market, is it worth buying in a market? What do you mean by the market?
Well, by the market, we're talking about what Mike and Patrick were just talking about also, is that we are living in one of the hottest areas as far as real estate is concerned due to the employment hubs that we have centered here. We all know the companies that have come here and the amazing amount of people that immigrate to this area. And also, so they're very high in demand, and also that the rental rates are really, really high in these areas.
And what about the meaning by a market?
So by a market, we're talking, as realtors now, we're talking about more outlying areas that haven't yet seen the price appreciation like we've seen in the hot markets like Seattle, Bellevue, Kirkland, Issaquah, just, the central areas. But these areas, the A markets, will in the near future enjoy similar price appreciation and slowly develop into the market in a few years. A prime example of this would be like Renton. Just a couple of years ago, Renton was a market that many people poo-pooed because it was Renton, as the joke was back then. At that, a few years ago, you could buy a home, a single-family home in Renton for considerably under $300,000, whereas today, Renton has evolved into the market. And you'd be hard-pressed to find a home under $400,000. In fact, most homes currently sell in Renton in the $450,000 to $500,000 range. That's a big jump.
Yeah, definitely. So, Life, why would you want to buy into a market that is not currently as hot?
Absolutely. That's a really valid question, and it's pretty simple to answer, actually. You know, if we get right down to it, if you simply can't afford to buy in the market, the question is just, does it make sense to then buy into a market? And, if you can't afford the market, then that's the only option. Mm-hmm. Just go ahead and buy into a market where the appreciation just simply hasn't hit yet. And then at least you've got the foot in the door. You'll be in a home. And then as those areas start saturating, with all the other homes selling out, then that will turn into the next the market. So there you go. You're back in the market, and yes, you got there ahead of time.
Kind of like the example with the rented market that
Myanna
was talking
exactly
about.
Exactly it, and that's happening in many other communities.
Yeah,
too.
And you know, when we're talking with our, you know, our renters that are listening that are missing out, and I know Myanna, per your bio as well, as I know that both of you are passionate with helping mm-hmm. renters. You know, even regardless of what the appreciation is going to do, I always say that's just an added benefit. You know, just that's an added bonus to being a homeowner. But when you've got a roof over your head that you actually own, because it's no other investment where you don't have an option, you're going to have to pay for it somehow. And so, yeah, very, very important. Myanna, people renting are often worried that their monthly expenses will be more than if they decide to buy a home. What are your thoughts on that?
That's the interesting thing. I talk to many people who rent, and they think, well, we're just going to rent because then I can just call the landlord if something breaks and uh-huh. I'm not ready to buy. But the real issue is we see people who have been renting in the market for the higher rental rates. They then finally see the light and they buy a home in a market, and they reduce their monthly payments considerably because they're not paying as much mortgage as they were actually paying in rent. And keep in mind, we're not talking about just reducing their monthly payments, but also they are now participating in passive income through price appreciation of mm-hmm. their new home, and they're now building equity instead of paying a landlord's mortgage.
Yeah, so important. Life, there are still people out there that are afraid to buy because they don't believe that the real estate market will continue to go up. What is your answer when you hear, especially when you hear a renter say that? Because usually that's where the concern is coming in the first time into the market.
Exactly, and that's a fantastic question because a lot of people are worried, what if markets don't continue going up the way they did? Mm-hmm. You know, what if things kind of lull out, or there's the whole bubble question, which obviously we're not in now. But let's just assume the best answer to that question is let's assume the worst case scenario.
Okay.
That you buy, a $300,000 house mm-hmm. and the market over the course of a 30-year mortgage does not go up one single bit, which, by the way, has never happened in our history. All
yes.
right? So let's just say 30 years from now, the market has not gone up, but you've been making your payment every month. And in 30 years, you own your house outright, $300,000 in equity, fully owned by you. So now if you go ahead and want to move on and sell that house or just, you know, do whatever, you're going to sell the home and get $300,000 in cash right then and there.
Yes.
Now, scenario B, say we had been afraid to buy and just ended up renting for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not going to tally up how much you would have spent in those 30 years on rent, but here's the deal. When you then move on after renting for 30 years, you know, you'll be lucky if you get your $500 security deposit back.
Exactly. And so, when you look at it that way, I mean, it makes absolutely no sense not to get into the market. And then, you know, to extend what you're saying as well is that $300,000 when you're done with that 30 year, you don't have a payment, whereas there's no payment end in sight as a renter.
Absolutely.
You know, so and the idea to be able to actually be able to keep up with the payment, whereas your mortgage payment is fixed outside of taxes and insurance, but taxes go down mm-hmm. if the market goes mm-hmm. down, so it gets better. They go up with the appreciation,
yeah,
but you've got a fixed mortgage.
Yeah, the last 10 years of your mortgage payment, it's going to feel like a breeze.
Yes.
When people, you know, rent in 20 years is going to be a lot higher than it is now.
Exactly.
Versus your mortgage, like you just said, Tina, it'll be fixed. Mm-hmm. Besides the taxes and insurance.
Yeah.
And it'll feel like peanuts in the end.
Yep, definitely. So, Myanna, what are some of the benefits to buying in a market?
Well, besides the numerous advantages of ownership that we were already talking about, like being able to live the way you want to live, remodel the house the way you want to remodel, mm-hmm. and fix up the yard the way you want to enjoy your yard, there are some really huge benefits, the largest of which is the tax-free benefits you can take advantage of when you own and sell your home.
And so let's stay on that, Myanna, about the tax benefits, because obviously with the 2018 reform, there were some changes. And so, but not to the extent as that we were, could have been. So can you talk on that?
Right. The tax benefits, they really don't the mortgage interest tax exemptions, they don't affect the, shall we say, the normal pool of buyers. That's more for the higher end homes. So I don't want people to be afraid of that. We still have tax advantages from owning a home. But the biggest advantage really is that owning a home in the United States is probably one of the easiest way to earn some serious tax-free money. A homeowner could enjoy capital gains exemptions of up to $500,000 per married couple or $250,000 per single person. In other words, if you bought a house or condo for $300,000 this year and sold it for, say, $550,000 a few years down the road, you don't have to pay taxes on that $250,000 capital gain. That is absolutely free money in your pocket. And there are, you mentioned millennials and loans, student loans.
Yes.
That's also actually a way of building equity, selling that home and using part of the proceeds of that to pay off your student loan. So even for millennials, it could be a very, very powerful tool to get rid of debt.
Definitely. So, you know, really just looking at everything as a whole picture is critically important to be able to see what your missed opportunity might be. And going back to the capital gains, I don't know any other investment category or asset class that does anything for us like a mortgage does as far as the benefit of what the government does. And reason being is because home ownership is the strength of our economy.
That is right.
And that's why there's all of the protection to the efforts to protect that, because it strengthens our economy the more people we have owning homes.
That's right. And you could do this. And I know actually one couple that does this. They do buy and sell every 2 years and just take advantage of that tax benefit.
Yeah.
And they're very wealthy people now.
Yeah, makes total sense. Life, after hearing all of this, what is the best advice for those renters that are still unsure whether or not to buy?
Well, that's a great question. And what I'll probably do is answer it with a question to maybe people that are on the fence about that. And the question really would be, is that given what you've currently been saving over the past 5 years, what do you think you'll have saved up 5 years from now? Do you think it'll surpass $70,000?
Okay.
Now, and that's just, you know, just be honest with yourself.
Uh-huh.
There are some people that can do that, but I'd say the vast majority in 5 years won't have $70,000 in cash saved up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I crunched some numbers here yesterday, and let's just say that you today decided I'm going to go and buy a $200,000 condo. All right. Very doable in the area.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you would in 5 years have made about, you know, varying depending on a few factors, but you would make approximately $70,000 on that in 5 years. Now, how to get to that number? It's actually very simple math. Now, let's assume a very conservative price appreciation of about 5% a year. It's been more here in the area in the past. So let's just say 5%. Now, 5 years from now, your condo would be worth about $255,000.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 55 grand right there that you'd make in equity price appreciation. Now, during that time, you'd also have enjoyed about $9,000 in tax benefits. So you would have saved that. And then you would have also in that time paid approximately $16,000 into your own equity instead of paying that towards, you know, your landlord.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of that together adds up to about $70,000. So in comparison, if you had rented for those 5 years, saying maybe you're spending $1,800 a month on rent.
Mm-hmm.
Now, hold on to your pants because this is going to hurt a little bit.
Yeah.
5 years from now, if you calculate that $1,800 a month would equal to about $108,000, that would go to a really happy landlord.
Is that counting with the increase of rents?
Yeah, that is assuming that your rent is going to stay at
$1,800
a month.
Which we know that's not going to happen.
Exactly. But
yes.
I'm trying to keep
very
math very convincing and simple for people. $1,800 a month equals $108,000 in 5 years. Realistically, it'll be even more. And, you know, and you still own absolutely nothing.
Yeah. That is a really good way to look at that is to take it to a different spin and how much could you save. And when you have that conversation, to have a realization of, wow, yeah, no, I can't. And you just keep getting further and further behind. Then we add in the increase in interest rates, which is going to continue to drop that buying power for people, which is going to be devastating at some point. So we wrap up our time together. Life, I know that you just, you currently bought a home. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Purchased out in Covington, which is a beautiful area. But you work in Issaquah, so share about that.
No, that's fantastic. Thanks, first of all. And I was renting in Issaquah, and my office is located there.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no way I was going to be able to afford a single family home in Issaquah. So,
yeah.
You know, that's just summarizes really this whole topic is I realized I can't buy an Issaquah, so I decided to buy an A market, and I decided I was going to go with Covington. Yes, it added some time to the commute, but you know what? You can live with it. And given the math that we went over, it only made sense. So now I'm invested in A market, and then a few years from now, Covington's going to turn into the next D market. So there you go.
Yeah, love it. Thank you so much, both of you, for coming in. It was a real pleasure to have the two of you, and look forward to having both of you back again.
Thank you.
Coming up next on the Money Hour, remodeling in Seattle's hot real estate market. Denny Connor with CRD Design Build, right here on 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.